Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your title.
Pooja Vora, EVP Marketing, Paramount Plus.
Yes, we're so excited to talk with you because you at Paramount Plus are launching a really cool thing called Paramount Plus Movie Nights. It's going to expand to DC this month for the, actually this weekend, this Saturday, for the first time ever. So we are so, so excited. Before we get to what movie you're showing, let's save that for a little later in the interview because I love it. But for big picture kind of stuff, what was sort of the idea to do this? Have you done it in other cities before and you thought DC would be the perfect place?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a win-win for us, you know. So we have been doing our movie night series in New York, across the boroughs, in multiple parks over the summer, and we, you know, kind of use it to put out really big family-friendly blockbuster movies. And, you know, two things it does. One is, of course, people get to kind of hang out in the summer, you know, watch a great movie. And then it allows us to let them know that Paramount Plus is the home for some fantastic movies. We've got a huge movie collection. And so, you know, whether you want to watch it in a park or stream it from the comfort of your couch, you know, Paramount Plus has it all. And then this year we decided that we'd love to expand it. You know, we also have a fantastic partnership with the National Parks Foundation, and we worked with them to pick this incredibly iconic location for our movie screening and our very first one in DC this Saturday evening.
Awesome. Just a real quick follow-up. You mentioned different parks around New York City, the different boroughs. Did you ever do it in Central Park?
We have not done it in Central Park yet, but we do it in Bryant Park. We do it in Prospect Park, McCarran Park. So we have it in, you know, some of the very iconic parks, but not Central Park quite yet, but hopefully soon.
But absolutely. Well, but nothing as iconic as the National Mall, which is where you're going to do it here this Saturday. It's going to be great. Now, where exactly on the mall is it going to be? Is it, you know, if because it's pretty big all the way from the, you know, the Lincoln Memorial to the you know, the Reflecting Pool and the Washington Monument. But then it's a huge, huge lawn all the way from the monument to the Capitol. So where exactly is it going to be?
Yes. So I'm not from DC, but sure. The information I can share, and I'm sure we can get more, is it's right by the Smithsonian Metro stop.
Okay.
So that gives you a little bit of location. Doors open at 5 o'clock, and then the screening will begin at 7:30. The event's open to the public. It's absolutely free. So I hope many people will take the opportunity to come and enjoy the movie and some great weather.
Awesome. Awesome. And again, yeah, you're not from DC, but that gives a little idea. And as someone who is from around here and has been covering stuff like this for like over a decade and a half or so, there used to be something. It was one of my favorite annual summer tradition, and a lot of DC folks will agree. It was called Screen on the Green, and it was a big, giant, you know, screen, and they would show classic movies, kind of exactly like this. And the Capitol would be behind it, and it was this annual tradition. And I think it was hosted. That one was hosted by one of your rivals, HBO, but that went away. And I don't remember how many years
maybe,
ago.
Maybe that's our opportunity.
Exactly.
I'm going to look into it. Thank you for letting me know. Great. Okay. Hey, DC folks, if you missed Screen on the Green, come by this Saturday evening and watch our Paramount Plus movie night. That is its first ever inauguration here on the National Mall.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you so much for doing this. Yeah. I think that Screen on the Green closed in like 2016. So it's been longer ago than I thought. The pandemic adds 20 years, you know, but it's been a long time. So it's so cool to have something like this back. All right. Well, but one more thing before we get to the movie itself. Just talk about why it's such a perfect location, you know, to be out under the stars. And, you know, while you're watching the screen, you know, you can kind of turn your head and look around at all the iconic landmarks, etc.
I mean, is there a more iconic landmark in America than to be on the National Mall, you know, kind of America's front yard, if you will. You know, the movie itself has, you know, kind of has glimpses of this iconic location. So it kind of felt like the perfect partnership for us to bring this movie to the National Mall. You know, in our very first Paramount Plus movie night at, you know, in Washington, D.C.
Perfect. Well, that's the perfect segue into the actual movie. Forrest Gump, 1994. It's the 30th anniversary. Hard to believe. Love it, love it. One of the all-time favorites. A lot of people will agree. But let's sort of start with what you just mentioned, how there's some iconic scenes. Could I have sort of in your words describing some of those, you know? And if you can't remember, there's Forrest and Jenny embracing in the reflecting pool. He's speaking at the Lincoln Memorial, all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Like, I had totally forgotten. I was actually excited to see the movie to remind myself of all the places. But yes, I can definitely say that if you'd like.
Yeah, it's Tom Hanks is Forrest Gump is giving a speech. It's at a Vietnam protest rally at, you know, basically where MLK gave I Have a Dream, you know, the same spot up at the National Mall or the Lincoln Memorial overlooking the reflecting pool. And Jenny runs out and goes, Forrest! And he goes, Jenny, and he runs in the water and they hug and everyone cheers. So, yeah, there's your backstory. But if you could somehow say it, then I could use it.
Perfect. Thank you. You know, this is the most iconic location, you know, in America. It almost seems like America's front yard. And of course, the movie itself has that scene, you know, with Forrest and Jenny and their reflection, you know, during the protest march. So, you know, it was a fantastic. We were so excited to work with the National Parks Foundation for them to actually be able to help us get this location to be able to screen Forrest Gump on its 30th anniversary. It felt like the perfect partnership.
Absolutely. I believe they're walking around sort of near the tidal basin. And I think he's like, Jenny, I'm glad we're here together in our nation's capital. it's great. And then, of course, also speaking of D.C., there's, you know, I know most of it takes place in Greenbow, Alabama. Well, not necessarily because he runs all the way across the country and Vietnam and everywhere. So this guy travels. But in terms of D.C., remind us that Forrest also doesn't he also go visit several presidents? He goes, I went to the White House to visit the president of the United States again. And he moons LBJ and
right.
He tells Kennedy he has to go pee.
My God, you have a much better memory than I do, Jason. Yeah. I definitely need to see the movie this weekend.
Yeah. Well, just a reminder. He tells Kennedy, he tells JFK that he I think he has like 13 Dr. Peppers before he meets the president and he's got, I gotta go pee. And LBJ, he asked to show him his Vietnam wound, which was, you know, directly in the buttocks. So he moons LBJ. So yeah, there's a, if I could somehow have in your words, yeah, you could just say he goes to visit the White House for JFK and LBJ, yeah, multiple presidents.
Yeah, of course, you know, and what's incredible about the movie is that Forrest is in D.C. going to visit multiple presidents, including LBJ and Kennedy. So it should be a fantastic background for us to be seeing this movie while it's happening, you know, in the movie itself.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for that. And so many other great locations, as I mentioned, from the shrimp and boats to, you know, Jenny singing in San Francisco. It's all over. It's an American movie through and through, but especially here in D.C.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Well, yeah. Anything else we want? I mean, that's sort of the locations that are D.C. Anything else about the movie itself that we want to remind folks? You know, it is the 30th anniversary. So, yeah. Anything you want to say in terms of that? Like, you know, if you loved it all those years ago.
Forrest Gump is such an incredibly iconic movie. It's kind of insane to think that it's already been 30 years. And, you know, if you love the movie and you want to remind yourself, just like I do, of all the reasons why I love this movie and why it's the perfect family friendly big blockbuster movie, you know, with some incredible stars, including Tom Hanks, come out and see the movie this weekend.
Absolutely. And speak to sort of how, and again, you don't have to go in detail if you don't remember it really well, but just in general terms, speak to how, I mean, you're with Paramount Plus, you can talk the industry. Talk about how rare it is that a, you know, top grossing blockbuster. I mean, this was, the top grossing. That might have been The Lion King that year. But, it was very, very high because, you know, everybody and their mom saw Forrest. It was number two of the year. But anyway, my point is, talk about how rare it is that, you know, a huge, huge blockbuster also wins Best Picture like it did. Like, I mean, I guess Oppenheimer did last year, but before Oppenheimer, that hadn't happened since, like, Return of the King, Lord of the Rings, like, 20 years before. So my point is, like, just really tease it of how you're getting popcorn entertainment and Oscar acclaim all in one movie.
Yeah, it is so rare for us to now have these big blockbuster movies also be critically acclaimed, also be award-winning. Sometimes those two things can be very, very different. And this is one of those rare movies, like Titanic, like Lord of the Rings, where like Oppenheimer, to your point, which is kind of has everything. Has big, has big stars, big locations, incredibly heart-wrenching story, phenomenal acting, awards, box office bonanza. All of it, all rolled into one movie, and also just such a part of America, I feel, and of American legend. So it's kind of one of the greats, and so excited that it'll be out there.
Absolutely. Getting goosebumps talking about it. It won 6 Oscars. Like you said, a box office bonanza. Tom Hanks, Sally Field, Robin Wright, Gary Sinise. It's an all-star lineup. And fun fact, this was Tom Hanks won Best Actor 2 years in a row with this one because he had just won for Philadelphia, when he was dying of AIDS. And then in the following year, he wins for Forrest Gump. That's a rare feat right there. Like, folks, think about it. Imagine if someone who just won this past year, Cillian Murphy Oppenheimer, wins again. That's crazy, right? So that's what we're talking, folks. This is like historic stuff. Great. Anything else you want to say about it before we go?
No, just so excited to be a part of it, and many thanks to our partners in the National Parks Foundation who allowed us to get this location, and many thanks to you, Jason, for helping us put the word out. And I hope a lot of people show up and take advantage of it. And I'm again, as I said, if you miss Screen on the Green, this is your this is your chance to come back and see this massive movie on this massive canvas and landscape, and I hope to do many more of them with Paramount Plus.
Absolutely. I honestly think you should. I mean, it's up to you all, but to me, in terms of the local lingo, if you want to kind of play up the replacing Screen on the Green, I think it would do really well for you guys. Plus that was HBO, and so you can kind of stick it to them and be like, haha, Paramount, we got it now.
Well, it's interesting, Jason, because the one in Bryant Park used to be the HBO movie nights, and then Paramount Plus took them over a couple of years ago, and it's been super successful. So yeah,
Awesome. Well, I love, I love HBO too and Max and all that, but Paramount Plus is awesome. My wife and I have it. There's like a Walmart deal where you can get it.
yes.
Folks, if you have Walmart, the delivery app and everything, you should look into it. There's a lot of cool crossovers with Paramount.
Yeah.
Do you want to let's end there. I want to give you a chance to tease Paramount Plus. I mean, we talked about the event, and I went on and on about Forrest Gump itself, but what about Paramount Plus? Why invite folks to, after they go see this big outdoor event, talk about why there's so many cool titles on streaming on Paramount Plus as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Paramount Plus really is the home of so much iconic entertainment, including massive sports like the NFL on CBS and Champions League. We are the home for Paramount Pictures. Our movie library is massive. So after you come home, after having seen the movie on the mall, come in, kind of log in or sign up for Paramount Plus. We've got an incredible library of blockbuster movies that, and new movies every week, new movies every month to kind of keep the family and you entertained. And of course, we have a huge amount of big scripted content as well, and content for the kids with all of our Nickelodeon properties. Paramount Plus is the quintessential home for for your family. So sign up and enjoy.
Absolutely. Forrest Gump is not the only amazing movie that's been distributed by Paramount over the years. It's really a great library. Invite everyone to check it out. And but first, yeah, but before you do that, come out live in person to kick off the very first, hopefully first annual. Hopefully is the plan going to be to bring it back every year?
That is our hope, absolutely. Yes.
Awesome. Well, this is the perfect way to kick it off. The Robert Zemeckis movie, he made Back to the Future and Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and Forrest Gump was sort of like his Oscar crowning achievement. So everyone, check it out. It's going to be fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this. If you can't tell, I've had a lot of coffee, but I also really love this movie, so I'm excited.
Thank you, Jason. And I wish I would have watched the movie last night and shared more tidbits along the way. But thank you for the intel.
Totally.
Thank you, Jason. Really nice talking to you. And thank you for the idea for Screen on the Green. I'm super excited to look into it.
Yeah, run that up the ladder and as part of the official sort of DC pitch. It wouldn't work for other cities, but for here, it's perfect.
And where, if you could tell me, where did it actually happen? Was it on the mall itself?
Yeah, it was on the mall. I remember it was like over towards like the Capitol building side. So imagine the Capitol building was right behind the screen and this and then the audience was like on the mall facing towards the screen. So you were looking at the Capitol building.
Great, thank you.
Awesome. Well, this is so much fun. I'm so glad we were able to make this work.
Thank you so much, Jason. Appreciate your time.